William Morrow and Harper Audio present The Trouble with Inventing a Viscount, a novel by Vivian Lorette, performed by Faye Dow. This book is dedicated to my friends. You probably don't know them. Then again, you might. They're the kind of friends who understand the importance of plying an introvert with caffeine to get her out of the house. They can have an entire conversation using movie quotes and song lyrics from the 1980s. They'll meet you for breakfast and help you choreograph a fight scene for your book by using the salt and pepper shakers, silverware, and a napkin dispenser. They'll text random memes to let you know they're thinking about you, even though it has been months since your schedules have allowed you to see each other. And they are the kind of friends that, no matter what, will always be there when you need them. To Julie, Tracy, Alicia, April, and Gwen. Prologue. Paris. Oscar Flint raked the razor down the hollow of his cheek, dispensing with the beard that had been part of his identity for the past six cities. He would become someone new, again. Someone refined, cultured, and wealthy. Someone who looked like he belonged at the Count de Maurice's gaming tables. After all, how could he resist such a temptation? Word had spread as far as Prague about the deep pockets of the reckless aristocrats on the invitation list, and there was nothing he enjoyed more than taking the fortunes of other men. Oh, and he would take them. Ruthless when it came to cards and everything else, he knew what it took to win. It took knowing what it felt like to fight a rat over the core of a rotten apple, or how to ignore the rapacious gazes from the toffs who'd paid a farthing for a pretty boy to shine their buckled shoes, then being prepared to do whatever came afterward for a sixpence so that his sickly mother could eat. It took having nothing left to lose, and that was why Oscar always won. In the mottled mirror that hung cockeyed on the wall of this dank lodging room on the fringes of Paris, his flinty gaze tracked the movement of the door. Without knocking, Ignatius Cardew strolled in, his teeth clenched around the stub of a cheroot. A curl of smoke rose up past a pair of wizened grey eyes and a Caesar of short white hair to disappear amid the water-stained ceiling.
"The forgery is flawless, if I do say so myself," Cardew said while surveying the parchment in his hand with a self-satisfied grin. Wiping the blade against a square of flannel, Oscar gave the page a cursory glance.
"Never doubted you."
According to the self-canonizing mythology of Cardew, he'd been mastering languages and appreciating the great artists since he was old enough to hold a brush. And when there'd been no money left to buy canvas and paint, usually after spending it all on wine, women, and song, he turned to other forms of replication. He could copy a man's signature as well as his voice and bearing, and he was good at it. So good, in fact, that he'd developed a reputation, which didn't bode well if a man travelling with him ever intended to spend time in one place for long.
"Of course, I had to weather the paper to make it appear as though both you and the invitation had travelled far and wide," his mentor said, with a familiar edge of accusation.
Oscar slapped the razor against the strop and waited for the rest, waited to hear the harping of how he hadn't applied himself enough and, with one iota of effort, he could have become a truly exceptional charlatan. But in the seconds that followed, the expected shower of castigations did not come. Pleasantly surprised, he lifted his chin to scrape the sharpened blade upward along his throat. In the mirror, the tip of Cardew's cheroot glowed orange on another drag.
"Although, if you'd ever bothered to be precise in your..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?